Good evening. I'd like to call to order our special meeting this evening, and I'd like to ask everybody to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Carson, if you would please take the roll.
Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Peruzza?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
By President Madam Chair.
Just a reminder, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Speakers are asked to please limit their comments to 3 minutes or less, and the purpose of the comment session is to discuss the business that's on today's agenda. So I'd like to open up the first public comment session, and we would like to make remarks.
Jonathan Chris, 226 West Chocolate. Two things. One, since this is going to be a session of who we nominate, I think it would have been helpful if we knew who was vying for the various positions rather than just getting a list of, well, we're going to do somebody for this and somebody for that. Know who put their names in the hats so that we can, we as a public can comment on people that we know about. And particularly, I would like to comment about one position. The position tonight is with the Planning Commission, Derry Township Planning Commission. You have been, for many years, rotatingly and routinely nominating or reappointing Mr. Don DeStefano, and I think the time has come for that to stop. Based upon his voting record, and I'm going to go and we're going to get a voting record of what we know about Mr. DeStefano. He voted for the 2017 zoning ordinance. He voted for the True Hotel. And in three separate occasions, he voted for the Tom Place Suites Hotel, which I believe is going to be on your agenda probably next week, is it not? For this board's consideration, from what I hear. There were three votes on the three separate plans submitted by the Town Place Suites people. The first was in October of 2018, which was a 5-0 in favor of the plan because nobody knew about it to show up and contest. That was ultimately turned down by the supervisors in a vote, and then they refiled another plan in May of 2019. Now, by then, everybody, because of the turn down by the supervisors and going to court and all the publicity, a lot of people showed up for the May 2019 Planning Commission. And because of all the people and the testimony that was brought out, the vote of the Planning Commission at that time was 4-1 to turn down the plan that they had previously approved in October 2018 at 5-0. Now the 4-1, guess who the one vote for the plan still was, and that was Mr. DeStefano. Now it's come back again on a third plan, which was done in January 2020, and now it's back to 5-0 for the same, essentially the same hotel. You know, 60-foot high, five-story, 46,000 square foot building crammed onto an 8/10 of a lot, 5 foot from the neighboring property. But it's all the same plan. And he's always been an advocate for it, and I think it's time that you understand what the, if you read the cases of what zoning is supposed to be, the courts say the primary justification for zoning is the government's need to control development so that they may provide protection for neighboring property owners. Zoning is not to, and should never have been, an economic revitalization stimulus tool, which is what it's become for the Chocolate Avenue corridor in downtown Hershey. And that was what was wrong with the 2017 zoning ordinance. I urge you to get somebody on that board who is other than pro-developer. I know Steve Saddell put his name in for the Planning Commission. Yeah, the planning commission, I'm getting confused. And I would recommend him over Don Sisavano on any given day. Thank you.
Hearing no additional public comment at this time, we will have a second session later this evening. We will start with the agenda for this evening, which is our reorganization. So, Mr. Chris, if you could walk me through this, I appreciate it.
Certainly. So procedurally tonight, the board is reorganizing as we now have a fifth supervisor who was seated 1 week ago. The purpose for this first section is for the board to nominate and elect its officers this evening. So that would be the chairman, the vice chairman, the township secretary, the township's assistant secretary, the township treasurer, the township solicitor, and township engineer. I'm going to ask that each of the positions are voted on individually. And at the end, I'm going to also ask that the board approve resolution 2020-6 by voice vote that would then ratify those decisions in one shot. So this resolution 2020-06 will replace 2020-01 in its entirety. And that was approved at the January 6th original reorganization. Does that make sense thus far? So what I would recommend to you, Madam Chair, is to open the floor to nominations for the election of chairman.
I will open the floor for nominations for chairman. And may I make a nomination of Mr. Abruzzo to serve as chairman?
I will second.
Is there any discussion? Anything you'd like to offer?
I would just like to offer that while I thoroughly enjoyed my time serving as chair and would look forward to serving again if the opportunity presented itself, I do support Mr. Abruzzo stepping in as our chair this year.
Hearing no other comments, can I please have the vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? No? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you.
Before we shuffle seats, okay. Let's go through all the officers, and then we'll take a 5 minute pause and we can shuffle the deck.
Okay.
So opening the floor again, I will ask the board to put into nomination candidates for the position of vice chairman.
I would like to nominate Natalie Nutt.
I will second the nomination.
Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing no discussion, can I please have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposition?
Nay.
Thank you. Okay, next up.
Be opening the floor for nominations for the position of Township Secretary.
Okay. I'd like to open up the nominations for Township Secretary.
I'll make a motion for Mr. Wyckoff for Township Secretary.
I will second. Any comment? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And opposed?
Nay.
Traditionally, the township's assistant secretary has been the township manager, so I just asked for reappointing the township assistant secretary.
Do we need to have a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to appoint Chris Christman as township assistant secretary.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Township treasurer, is that the same?
Again, it would be myself.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion to have Chris Christman serve as township treasurer. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, motion carries. Walk me through the township solicitor.
Sure. For the position of township solicitor, we are appointing our current solicitor until such time that the board selects a new township solicitor based on the RFP that was publicized in early January.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion to nominate John Yost to serve as our township solicitor.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition?
And lastly, appointing HRG, I don't know if they're out here tonight, again, as the township's engineer.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to appoint HRG as the township's engineer of record. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And lastly, before you move on, just to, a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2020, and I'll read it again for the public record, that the election of the chairman of the Board of Supervisors is Christopher Abruzzo, Vice Chairman Natalie Nutt, Township Secretary Carter Wyckoff, Township Assistant Secretary, myself, Township Treasurer, myself again, Township Solicitor John Yost, until his replacement is hired, and the Township Engineer of HRG.
So moved. Is there a second?
I'll second. Sorry, Susan.
Any point of discussion? No. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. So at this point, do we...
Yes. Mr. Chairman, before we move on, really quickly, at the beginning of the meeting, we do need to announce that the Board of Supervisors did meet in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel items with no action being taken.
And we did make the general housekeeping announcement about the meeting minutes being recorded. Meeting being recorded. That was, I'm sorry that I was looking at the agenda when I was made. Okay. All right, then. The next item on the agenda, then, is item B2. It's the appointment of, and Chris, might you like me to go through each one of these?
Yes, and I can certainly help if you'd like.
I'll go through each one, and you can identify candidates for that position, and then we will do a roll call vote down the row.
Yes.
Okay, so the first item is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Downtown Core Design Board for a 5-year term.
On January 6th, the board did approve Supervisor Court to fill that position. Certainly, if you want to continue that, you can take a motion in a second and appoint her, you know, unless another member of the board wishes to serve in that capacity.
No.
I'd make a motion to approve Supervisor Court to serve in that position.
Second.
All right, motion is made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any comment or discussion?
Just the comment I made back on January 6th that this is a 5-year term and my board seat is another year and 10 and a half months. So, not that I'm counting.
You can never leave. Take it from me. It's like the Hotel California.
You got that, right. So, with that being said, I would be happy to continue to serve.
Thank you. Thank you, then. Any other comment or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, we'll do a roll call vote. Is that what
we can do? We can do a voice vote.
We can do a voice vote. So all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and that motion is approved. The next item is C3. It's the appointment of...
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I believe, do we need to reappoint Rick to his 1-year term or not for the downtown?
Okay.
No, I apologize. Wait, I'm ahead now.
Yeah, you're...
I apologize. Our names are on the next sheet, and I thought it was related to this one. I apologize.
No problem. Item C3 is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to Derry Township. Two members of the Board of Supervisors from Derry Township. And
this is the working group with the Derry Township School District. This is a reaffirmation of what has previously been a working group between the district and the township. Historically, it's been the chairman and the vice chairman from the school board, the president and vice president of the school board, meeting periodically to discuss issues of mutual concern between the township and the district. This would really just be an affirmation of those two positions tonight. If there's a difference of opinion on the board, historically it's been chair and vice chair, but if you want another supervisor, we have to make that motion here.
Is it right to comment now, or would you rather take the motions first?
I'm okay with comment now. So
okay, so just, while it has historically been that, the reason we were reappointed is because we're in ongoing conversations with the school district, and I believe the board felt it was fine for us to continue since we have an established working relationship. However, if the board feels it wants to change and go back to the chair or vice chair, that's fine too.
I think my opinion would be that for the to continue that work is important, and next year this time we can, if we want to go back to the prior arrangement, thank you, Mr. Smith. I'm fine with that, but I do see the value in the continuity, so I would make a motion to reappoint Ms. Court and Mr. Zamuda to that joint working group. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, any discussion? All right, motion made and second. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion carries. The next item is D4. It's the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Derry Township Municipal Authority for a 5-year term.
Yes, and at the last reorganization meeting, Mr. Wyckoff was appointed to that 5-year term. Currently, Matthew Weir was the second sitting supervisor on the board. It has since come off, but due to the Municipalities Planning Act, or the Authorities Act, excuse me, he continues to serve on that board until the end of 2020. And I think historically there have been, and I'll defer to Mr. Zamuda, like I think there have been two supervisors from the township sitting on the DTMA board. But this would be a reaffirmation of Mr. Wyckoff if he so chooses to serve.
Yes, please.
So let me just ask this question then, Chris. So right now, this will put one member of the Board of Supervisors replace a spot. And that is correct. We've always had two members. And so, I don't know. I mean, that Mr. Weir is not willing to relinquish his spot such that we could appoint Mr. Zamuda. Do we?
Well, even if you did, would that push us over the number of members? Is that?
No, Mr. Weir would have to resign from the seat so that the number of authority members is the same.
Ah, okay.
So you can't appoint an additional person to the authority board. You know, their bylaws are governed separately.
All right, I'd be in favor. This would be a later discussion, perhaps about. Because I think it is important for two supervisors to serve on that board.
Right.
And I'd be in favor of having the discussion with Mr. Weir. Just, I respect him immensely, but just to continue that, to ensure that the Board of Supervisors has a presence on the Derry Township Municipal Authority. So we can talk about that separately. In the meantime, Mr. Wyckoff had been appointed, we're reaffirming, so I'll make a motion to approve or to appoint Mr. Wyckoff to that term on the Derry Township Municipal Authority.
I will second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Thank you. The next item is E5. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the General Authority for a 4-year term. And those were the expired terms of two former supervisors.
Correct. And on January 6th, Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Moyer were both appointed to the 5-year term. So we would need to fill the second seat unless Mr. Wyckoff chooses not to serve on the general authority.
So repeat that. Who was appointed at the last meeting?
At the last meeting, Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Moyer were both appointed to new terms on the general authority. Mr. Moyer is no longer here, so there is one seat available for the current sitting board to fill that vacancy, unless, of course, Mr. Wyckoff chooses not to serve on the general authority that he would have to do.
So let's just, for the sake of argument, would either of you like to serve on the general authority?
We chatted about this a little bit, but you may or may not want to just go in where Mark was because you might feel a desire to serve in a different way. And
I may regret this later, but I'm comfortable doing that if you're comfortable with me sliding into whatever spot Mr. Moyer had been appointed to. For purposes of tonight, I've sat on most of these boards. but I didn't want to deprive anybody's, if anybody was interested, I certainly wanted to encourage their interest to sit on the board.
Mr. Christman, if at any point during the year, for whatever reason, the board member wished to move to a different board or come off a board, we could certainly have that discussion in a later time.
You can take each of those items separately as an agenda item at a future meeting.
Okay.
Good.
Revisit if needed.
All right, then, so we'll need a motion, and the nominees are Mr. Wyckoff, Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Abruzzo.
I will second that.
That wasn't really a motion, but I'll make the motion. I didn't want to make the, I'll make the motion that Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Abruzzo be appointed to the General Authority Board for a three-year term.
I second that.
Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Thank you. Next item is F6, the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors, the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority for a five-year term and a three-year term. So one person would...
So let me walk you through this one, too.
Yeah.
This is a bit different. So two members of the Board of Supervisors sit on the ICDA Board. Supervisor Nutt was appointed on January 6th, and Supervisor Moyer retained his seat. You were appointed as a resident at the time. You were not a sitting supervisor yet. So there is technically one vacancy available for a member of the public. So if you choose to sit as the supervisor appointee, I would ask that Supervisor Nutt and Abruzzo be appointed to the ICDA Board. And then when we get later on into the agenda where there were applicants for the ICDA Board, this board can choose to fill that vacancy with one of those nominees. Does that make sense?
Okay. So then we would be, then we'll need a motion.
Yes.
And you've already indicated the motion would then be to reappoint myself in a supervisor capacity and reappoint Mrs. Nutt.
Correct.
Is that your motion?
I'll make that motion. I'm just trying to clarify.
I'll second that.
Motion. I think Mr. Zamuda beat you out on that, so he'll get the second. Any further comment or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and item F6 is approved. The next item is G7. It's the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term.
In this case, Mr. Moyer was appointed on January 6th, and as we had just noted previously, Mr. Abruzzo, if you're going to take that spot, we would entertain a motion from the board to appoint Mr. Abruzzo to fill out that term. So moved.
I'll second that.
I would only say this comment. This is sort of like a short straw joke, like somewhere in here. And I'm looking for the people from the library, because I don't mean that. I'm not the library, but I'm just saying. Okay. Is there a motion was made? It was seconded. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Abruzzo to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion carries.
Chairman, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, we were chatting. We didn't actually articulate our vote, so just to be on the safe side,
yes,
we'll call for the question again.
A motion, the motion was made and seconded to appoint Mr. Abruzzo to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and that item is approved.
My apologies.
No. I almost got away with it. All right, H8, the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term.
This is a very similar appointment. Mr. Moyer was appointed on January 6th. I would ask the board if you're going to appoint Mr. Abruzzo that a motion would be in order to appoint him to the one-year term to the Library Endowment Trust.
I'll make the motion to appoint Mr. Abruzzo to the Library Trust.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Court. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion carries. The next item is I-9. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms.
Mr. Chairman, on January 6th, Supervisors Court and Wyckoff were appointed to serve on that board unless they choose they don't want to participate. I would recommend that someone from the floor make a motion to appoint them to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a one-year term.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion. to appoint Ms. Court and Mr. Wyckoff to the Police Pension Advisory Board.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion carries. The next item is J10. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee for one-year terms.
Mr. Chairman, this was a new board that was created at the beginning of 2019. I guess we're in 2020 now. At the last reorganization meeting, the board opted to appoint Mr. Zmuda to that post for a one-year term, but chose not to fill the second seat. That group meets periodically and is coordinated through Chuck's office, and sometimes it's helpful to have a board member be available.
And I would just ask then, Rick, are you comfortable returning to that position?
Oh, sure.
I don't know. There appears to be value here. You could convince that this board is valuable to the township?
As a representative of the board, yes. Okay, so now I can come back and report if necessary.
Good. No, do you think, Rick, that we need two members of the board on this committee?
Personally, I don't think so, but I wouldn't care if there was another board member.
You know what I could maybe recommend is we stay with the one, but that the board be made aware of when these meetings are happening, and certainly if anybody's schedule permits and they want to come and sit in on the meeting, that way there are two representatives, but only one officially appointed. And then if at any point we decide we want to officially appoint a second one, we can certainly do that.
Well, I think it should be noted that any committee that's out there, any board member is welcome to come to those meetings. Maybe not participate, but to come observe.
Sure. That's correct. And is there anything in the township code that would govern how many board members have to be on this particular committee?
No, this is strictly a voluntary committee. I would just caution the board just to make sure that at any moment in time that three of you aren't meeting at any one moment. So
yeah, that would just be a red flag to make sure, to your point. It's certainly not inappropriate for a board member to appear at one of these board or commission meetings. Usually there are so many of them, it just beats you into submission. You don't want to go to anymore.
It's just impossible to get to.
So I'll make a motion to reappoint Mr. Zmuda to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee for a one-year term.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. The next item is the appointment. It's K11. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association for two-year terms.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the board's reorganization meeting on January 6th, Supervisors Zmuda and Nutt were appointed by that board to serve as members of the Tax Collection Association for a two-year term. Unless, of course, they choose not to continue in that post.
So I'll defer to Rick and Natalie, if you're good with serving on it.
All right, Natalie, are you sure? I got some new intentions to go in there, shake things up again.
Well, we'll need a motion. So I'll make a motion to reappoint Mr. Zmuda and Mrs. Nutt to the Tax Collection Association for two-year terms. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion carries. The next item is L12. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as transportation liaisons for one-year terms.
Mr. Chairman, at the board's last meeting, this item was tabled. The board at that time wanted to have further discussion on representation. This is kind of similar to what we just discussed with the pre-planning group. It may not be necessary for two members of the board to sit. I think it's helpful to have a member of the Board of Supervisors sit on this committee if they so choose. It's not a requirement. This is generally handled administratively with the staff. but I think there's a lot of valuable information that comes out of this, and I think board members get a really good sense of other projects that are going on in the community. So, I mean, I defer to you. Certainly, it's up to the board.
My experience in the past, it was good to have a member of the board that attended as the transportation liaison, because that member could, oftentimes when residents have questions about issues involving transportation, infrastructure, traffic, et cetera, it is nice to have someone who's sort of been focusing on that issue with the various partners throughout the township, so I'm supportive of that. I don't know why we would appoint two people, unless you guys think that there's an overriding concern to appoint two people to this, the two supervisors.
My viewpoint, if it's worth anything, is I think you're fine with one. And again, with the same caution as if other members wish to attend, you know, we need to make sure that three of you aren't present.
I think part of the challenge may have been that the meetings historically have gone very long, like 3 hours, 4 hours. So oftentimes it was helpful to have a second member because for those of us who work, you can't always commit to staying to a four-hour meeting. But I believe they've been mainstreamed a little bit, so perhaps a single supervisor could serve and kind of absorb all that's being discussed, and staff could carry on after that initial meeting. Yeah,
makes sense.
And then updates here at the desk, like updates coming to the rest of us here.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. As I did last month.
Okay.
All the boards and committees that we sit on, when we get to that point on the agenda, we should all be updating the board and the community on any things that we think are happening on those boards or committees that would be of importance to know. So that's a way, because most people aren't attending those commissions and board, those sub-board meetings. So it is nice when the supervisors can report back to this group. So with that, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to nominate Rick Samuda to go back on the transportation board.
All right, motion made by Ms. Cord. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, any second made by Ms. Nutt? Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion carries. All right, we'll move. So, Chris, we're just going to continue to move on, right?
Yes.
So under appointments to authorities, boards, and committees, the first item is M13-20. It's the appointment of one member to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term. And this would be, these are citizen appointments.
Yes, everything from this point forward is on the agenda is covering citizen appointments to the different authorities, boards, and commissions. So in this particular case, this is an appointment to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term. At the January 6th meeting, Jeffrey Kraut was appointed, but the actual applicants for the position were Jeffrey Kraut, Chun-Sik Jun, and Chris Gowron were all applicants for that position. So this evening, I would ask that the board members put one of those three applicants in nomination for a vote. And if there's dissension among the members, I'm going to ask for a roll call.
Just as a point of a question before we start discussing this particular one, because members of the public have already been appointed to these boards, unless the board has seen some problem, it does seem a little uncomfortable and maybe unnecessary to unappoint somebody after a month's service to reappoint somebody else. I recognize that all of us probably have different opinions about folks who've applied, but it may be the most respectful thing to do just to kind of maintain the status quo, unless there's some reason not to, or we need to, like for the example of ICDA, where we have to appoint somebody new.
I think that makes good sense.
I'm certainly not going to disagree, but I think for the purposes of the public record, I'm going to read each of the nominees for each of those cases.
Absolutely. I just meant, I think rather than have an ongoing debate about each person, I think it might makes the most sense in general, just unless there's some reason not to.
I agree completely, and I would just ask, is it permissible for you to indicate who was appointed? Because I don't necessarily know everybody that got appointed at that
time. Yes, it is on each of the sheets in your packet.
It is.
So,
number 12.
Yeah, if you go to number 12.
Sorry. Okay. And I would, and I'd also like to, I would underscore what Ms. Court was referencing in that. The resumes and the notices of interest that residents submit, we get everybody, we get all wonderful resumes and letters of interest. So it's very hard oftentimes to select people. And so it is important for folks to know the room. The board does its best to pick people that look like they'd be an asset to these boards and commissions, but everyone that submits are, in their own right, you know, they're good citizens and they should be commended for applying. So with that, the first item is the Library Board of Directors, and I'll let you go through the names.
Sure. This would be a one-year appointment to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term. The applicants were Jeffrey Kraut, Chun Sik Jun, and Chris Gowron. Jeffrey Kraut was originally appointed on January 6th. So I would ask the board, if you're going to continue with Mr. Kraut, I'd ask that you make a motion to do so to form the board.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion made by Mr. Zmuda, seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Kraut, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The appointment is made. The next item is N21-23. It's the appointment of one member to the Downtown Core Design Board for a five-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you noted, this is an appointment to the Downtown Core Design Board for a five-year term. The applicants were Jim George and Jeffrey Kraut. On January 6th, Jim George was reappointed.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Jim George to that board.
Motion made by Ms. Court, seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. George, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. George is reappointed. The next item is O24-26. It's the appointment of two members to the General Authority for a five-year term and a one-year term.
On January 6th, this is where it becomes a little interesting. In this particular case, we had two applicants, Thomas Faustin and Jeffrey Kraut. Jeffrey Kraut was appointed to the two-year term, and Mr. Faustin was reappointed to the five-year term. Mr. Faustin has since resigned that post, so there is a vacancy.
If I could add some information to, I think, the reason behind the resignation, because Mr. Faustin was not reappointed to the ICDA, he did not see the value in staying on this board as well. But given the fact that we are now going to be looking at an additional resident and he would be up for consideration, it might make sense to consider reappointing him to this one. And if we want to do that in a different order, if folks feel like that's connected, we certainly could do that. I just wanted to offer, I think the reason for the resignation was because of the because of not being reappointed to the ICDA, because you were appointed, Chris, and but now with you potentially, we're now staying on as a supervisor, that opens up a spot. If that makes sense to anybody, I'm very glad.
It sort of, it did make sense when you said it, and now it's getting blurry.
So are the General Authority and the ICDA, I mean, they kind of go a little hand in hand, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
So if I might offer that if the board would feel more confident appointing someone to the General Authority, that perhaps we skip down to item P and first appoint a member to the ICDA and then go back to the General Authority?
You want to try that? So can I just move to P?
Sure.
Move to P on your agenda, please, everyone, 27-42. And that is, since we have the appointment of three members to the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority for a two-year term, a five-year term, and a four-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, Mr. Ingalzo was reappointed to a two-year term. Todd Schaefer was appointed to a four-year term. Mr. Bruza, you were appointed to a five-year term, which is now a vacated seat. So that five-year term is now available for appointment. And the candidates that had applied on your sheets are Brian Shiflett, Tom Faustin, Jim Ingalzo, Jay Franklin, Mr. Bruzzo, Todd Schaefer, Dane Iyer, and Jeffrey Crowley. So if you're going to continue with Mr. Ingalzo, Mr. Schaefer, then that has 1 5-year term open. That's up to the board to decide if you'd like to fill that position.
So right now we're seeking to fill the 5-year term on the ICDA?
Correct.
All right. And you've listed the names of the candidates?
Yes.
All right, so do we have a motion?
I would nominate Jay Franklin.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any comments or questions?
Mr. Chair, I think maybe I should recuse myself from that vote.
So noted. Any other member of the board have any questions or comments about the nomination? If not, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Franklin to the ICDA to a 5-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay, so
the vote is 3-1 and 1 abstention.
3-1 and 1 abstention, yes.
Now I would ask before we move back to vote that the board motion to appoint Mr. Ingalzo to a 2-year term and Mr. Schaefer to a 4-year term, as we just filled the 5-year term with Mr. Franklin.
So moved. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff?
Yes.
I'll second that motion. Any comments or questions?
Again, I should probably recuse myself.
So noted. All those in favor then of appointing
it would be
Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Ingalzo?
Yes.
To the 2 and 4-year terms on the ICDA, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the ayes have it with 1 abstention.
Thank you. Now we're moving back to letter O on the agenda, which is item number 14 in your packet. This is to select someone to fill the 5-year term on the general authority. And the board opts not to fill that position at this point. And we can advertise the date.
Were any of the, when I'm looking at O and I see who had expired terms, there were expired terms of Matthew Caples and Thomas Faustin. Do we know if either of them would be interested in this reappointment?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not 100% sure.
I wasn't sure if, and did we have anybody apply for that?
At the time, they indicated, Mr. Faustin indicated that he was interested in a reappointment, and Mr. Caples was not. I believe we received letters to that effect. So the two folks that did apply were Mr. Faustin as the incumbent and Mr. Kraut. And Mr. Kraut was appointed to a 2-year term. Mr. Faustin was reappointed to the 5-year term, but then resigned because he was not reappointed to the ICDA. So it creates.
So we have one spot to fill?
We have one spot to fill. I mean, the board can make a motion right now to affirm Jeffrey Kraut's appointment to the 2-year term, and we can look to fill the vacancy, or you can choose to try to appoint Mr. Faustin.
I think I'd feel more comfortable if we appointed Mr. Kraut and tabled the second appointment and either advertise for additional people to apply and or someone from staff reached out to Mr. Faustin and see if he was interested in serving. I'd hate to appoint somebody who's not interested, so.
That seems certainly fair.
Yeah.
So then, and unless anybody has any other comment on that, can we turn that into a motion, Ms. Court?
Sure, I can remember what I said.
So
I'll make the motion to appoint Mr. Kraut to the general authority, and that was a 5-year?
For a two-year term,
and then we also table the appointment of the second member for the 5-year term.
Very good. Motion made by Ms. Court, is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion or questions? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion carries. The next item is, municipal Q, 43-49. That's the appointment of one member to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a 5-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, the board had previously appointed Paul Latham applicants that were under consideration were Mr. Latham, Mr. Kraut, and Jeffrey Roof.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to affirm Paul Latham to Parks and Rec.
A motion made by Mrs. Nutt.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Latham, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion carries. The next item is R50-56, the appointment of one member to the Planning Commission for a four-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, the board had previously reappointed Donald Santostefano to a four-year term. The applicants for that board were Donald Santostefano, Jeffrey Kraut, and Stephen Seidel.
All right, is there a motion?
I make a motion to reaffirm Stan Stefano.
A motion made by Mr. Zamuda to reappoint Mr. Santostefano. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. Any further comment or discussion? Hearing none, please. All those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion carries. The next item is S57. It's the appointment of one member to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a one-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for the expired term of Lou Verdelli. On January 6th, the board unanimously reappointed Lou Verdelli to that post. He was the only applicant for that spot.
All right, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to affirm the appointment of Lou Verdelli to the Police Pension Advisory Board.
I'll second.
A motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the appointment, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion carries. The next item is T58-62, the appointment of one member to the Tax Collection Association for a three-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, the board appointed Wayne Rivers to that post. There were two applicants, Jeffrey Kraut and Wayne Rivers.
All right, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to reappoint Wayne Rivers to the Tax Collection Association.
Second.
The motion was made by Mrs. Nutt. It was seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? All right, all those in favor of the motion and appointing Mr. Rivers, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This motion carries. The next item is U63-66, the appointment of one member to the Vacancy Board for a one-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, the board appointed Kelly Fidelli to that post. There were three applicants, Christine Teo-Lebron, Wayne Rivers, and Kelly Fidelli.
All right, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to reappoint Kelly Fidelli as Vacancy Board Chair.
Second.
A motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion?
I hope we don't have to use the Vacancy Chair.
No. I hope so too. Now you made me lose my train of thought. All those in favor of the motion of reappointing Mrs. Fidelli to the Vacancy Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion carries. The next item is D. It's 67-73, the appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, the board appointed Stephen Seidel to that post. There were three applicants, Matthew Mottrell, Jeffrey Kraut, and Stephen Seidel.
Here's their motion.
Motion to appoint Steve Seidel to this position.
Motion made to appoint Mr. Seidel to the Zoning Hearing Board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda, seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Seidel to the Zoning Hearing Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion carries. That brings us to staff appointments. The first item is W74, the appointment of an emergency management coordinator and two deputy coordinators for one-year terms with the Emergency Management Agency.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All three staff recommendations were approved by the board. They're Lieutenant Tim Roche, Steve Beard, and Todd Pagliarulo for the positions as emergency management coordinators and the deputies.
All right, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to reappoint Lieutenant Tim Roche, Steve Beard, and Todd Pagliarulo.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, so motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Ms. Court. Although, any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Lieutenant Roche, Mr. Beard, and Mr. Pagliarulo, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and those three gentlemen are appointed. The next item is X75, appointment of one member to the Tri-County Regional Planning for a one-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 6th, the board appointed the township manager to serve in that post.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by?
I'll second.
Ms. Court, seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Christman to the Tri-County Regional Planning Board for a one-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion carries.
We have one more staff appointment, Mr. Chairman. Should be item number 24.
It's not 24. I have a lot of papers up here. The next item is Y76, the appointment of one member to the Capital Region Council of Governments for a one-year term, and one member is an alternate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the January 6th meeting, Mr. Clark and the township manager were appointed as delegate and alternates, respectively, unanimously by the board, and I'm sure we're happy to serve again if you so choose. I don't want to speak for Mr. Clark, but...
Mr. Clark is a long-serving member of the COG. He knows that. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by Ms. Court to appoint Mr. Christman and Mr. Clark to the Capital Region Council of Governments. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those, any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Your room guys have it, and those two gentlemen are appointed. All right, thank you, everybody, and thank you, everybody, for indulging us and letting us go through that. We appreciate your patience. The next item on the agenda is new business. Mr. Christman?
At this point, there are no additional new business items. Of course, the board wishes to bring something up.
Unless before moving on to old business, Mr. Christman, perhaps you could just provide an update for the public on where we are with community center, just so that the folks here who are here tonight for that can just hear an update on, in general, what the board has been doing in the last week.
It's been a busy week. As you're aware, a week ago tonight, we did appoint a fifth supervisor to the board. Mr. Abruzzo has availed himself to come in and meet with staff and consultants to try to get up to speed as quickly as possible on the project. We continue to have dialogue. At our subsequent meeting last Tuesday, the board also entertained the idea, and it was tabled to hire additional legal counsel to assist the township in construction matters with the center. That item was tabled and therefore is not on the agenda this evening, but if the board so chooses to move forward with that discussion, you have the ability to do so by making a motion and a second to bring it off the table. I would ask that you would open the floor to board comments first and open the floor to public comments before any action is taken. Once public comments are concluded at that point, you're free to take action if you so choose.
Would we make a motion first to untable it and then have the board discussion?
Yes. Okay. So you would make a motion in a second to bring the item off the table and then take a vote. You would ask for public comment on the vote to take the table off. So you would make a motion in a second, board comments, mm-hmm. open it to the public. If they have comments related to taking
that
the item off the table only, mm-hmm. you entertain those comments. that point, if there are no comments, there's a voice vote, bring it off the table, and then board members can have a discussion related to the item. And then you would open it again for public comment if you're going to take action. And then once public comment has concluded, then you take action.
I think you're going to have to say that all over again, step by step.
We'll be a little work.
I thought, I'm with you, I thought I understood it.
That's all I can say. One day at a time here.
If the first item is to make a motion to untable the item, I would like to make that motion.
And that's the, so that specifically the motion is to untable the hiring of counsel.
Special legal counsel for the purpose of discussing the Dairy Township Community Center project.
All right, so that's the motion made by Ms. Court. Is there a second?
I'm second.
Seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any questions? This is our discussion of this item.
And if this is your discussion of the item, you would open that up for if there's any comments from the board. Okay. If there are no additional comments from the board, you must open it up to the public. Right. The public has no comment relative to untabling this discussion, then we can move forward.
A motion to,
So when we wanted to talk, I think all of us wanted to table it last week. Personally, I felt like that was not the most important thing to focus on of all the things that we had to focus on last week. Since then, in learning more about the role of the construction council, I'm understanding that it's something that we should have had and should have, now that we're getting closer to moving forward with this project, that it would be an important thing for our township to have. It is not for the purpose of just getting out of contracts, it is for the purpose of protecting the township's interest as we move forward with the construction of the community center. So because of that understanding that I have, and I think the fellow board members have, I would like us to have the conversation about moving forward, because I feel like we are getting very close to finally moving forward with the community center, and it would be pretty imperative to have council help us. I'm seeing confusion out here, but I just wanted to make sure that the people understand. Most of us have done things like renovated a kitchen, or maybe you've built a house, but any large-scale construction projects, and Mr. Coos has confirmed this for all of us, that really does require to have some counsel by your side. It doesn't mean that they're working with you around the clock, but they are there if questions come up to protect the township's interests.
Thank you, Ms. Court. Mr. Smuto, obviously any comment? Mr. Wyckoff, this is not the time if you'd like to discuss it.
I have a quick comment. Normally, I wouldn't be in favor of something like this. I think it would be repetition, but if it makes my colleagues more comfortable with the decisions that have to be made going forward, I'm in favor of this.
Well, and to me, it's not just about us all feeling comfortable with decisions moving forward. It's making sure that as we're demolishing that building and we're moving forward with a project, that we have somebody that can provide counsel to Mr. Coussis, Mr. Christman, Mr. Mandia, and ultimately our board. So this to me is not just about everybody feeling comfortable moving forward. It's about now that we're getting ready to move forward with this project, let's make sure that we have advice at our disposal if the board needs it, if the township needs it.
Any other comment or discussion or from board members?
What both of you said, and it's a very specific type of attorney that specializes in this, so I think it's important to have that very specific type of attorney that's able to give us the very best advice so that we're doing the right thing.
For example, just to add, because I know it's maybe all kind of new for many people, as it is for us, but in talking with the folks who built the Hershey Story Museum and the Conservatory, two major projects in our community that you all remember, not public projects, of course, but they all felt the need to have a construction council. It's not, again, something that should add to the cost of the project. Hopefully it saves you money in the long run. So I just think it's an advisable thing now that we're finally getting closer to moving this project forward.
Anyone else on the board like to make a comment? If not, we will open it up to the public.
Before you go, I'm just splitting gears. We've got a little ahead of ourselves. We're just really talking about the motion to untable it.
Okay.
I don't want to split here, but you kind of got your comments out there. But I would open it to the public to allow them to comment on the motion to take this item off the table.
I understand. I guess I just felt it was important for the public to understand why, so that they could direct their comments in a meaningful way.
So the motion before us is to take this item off the table and and to be able to do something with it. So is there anybody that would like to come up and have any comment about why we should or shouldn't take this item off the table and address it?
Richard Gamble, Hopkins Hill Road. I'm in favor of taking it off the table and discussing it. This should have been done initially when this whole project started. They're in place to put, for the safeguard of the community as well as the board. A lot of these questions could have been identified working with federal government on big contracts. We always had somebody there looking out for our interest. When a contract was signed, they put limitations, they had certain restrictions, and it was protecting the person building the facility. So I think, yes, it's something very important. It should have been initially part of the initial plan when they put this together. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble.
Kevin Ferguson, Quail Hollow Road, and I am against taking this off the table simply because it was not put on the agenda. Public is not aware that you're doing this tonight. You're going to have a further discussion on the process. The public will not be involved in that because they were not made aware that this is going to happen tonight. This time, I think this should have been put on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ferguson.
Mr. Crispin, can you explain, Mr. Ferguson, why you decided to do this?
Well, initially, when matters are tabled, they generally don't find their way back to an agenda unless a board directs it like they are this evening. They have the ability to put things on an agenda. I understand your point, and I don't necessarily disagree with it. Tonight, the purpose for tonight for them is to try to move this project along. And if it, I don't want to speak for them, but if it gives them comfort to try to get legal advice from another firm, then I think that's suitable. I understand your point about not being on an agenda, but simply because it was tabled at a previous meeting, there's no other mechanism for me to bring it back. They have to discuss it publicly to bring it back, and that's what they're doing this evening.
You could put it on the agenda if you wanted to. It could be on the agenda if you wanted to, because the thing is, you're going to talk about specifically, I assume, with the specific law firm. So
it goes back to the same item that was on our agenda last week. Sorry, Mike, I'm losing weeks. So it's the same item. I hear your point. You know, the board could take two paths here tonight. They could choose to bring it off the table, and then we can defer it to the next meeting, or they can elect to take some form of action tonight. You know, the law requires that they allow for public input. They have done that this evening, and at that point, they can take action.
Okay, so it's a legally good process, but I'm talking about something further than that.
Understood, but thank you.
All right, so for, again, on the motion to table, to whether we bring it off the table, is there any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, we had a motion, remove it, take it off the table, and we had a second. So now, any further discussion from the board members? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of taking this item, removing it from the table, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I'll abstain.
All right, four votes in, are there any opposed? All right, hearing none, there are four votes in favor and one motion to abstain, or one vote to abstain. That's not really a vote, just an abstention. And the motion passes. So it has now been removed from the table.
Correct. So now we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. This would have been the point where board members can now discuss the item, its importance to you as a board. If you have any comments above and beyond what have already been stated on the record, this is your opportunity to put it on the record. If there are no further comments from the board, you can entertain a motion to either approve it, or you can look to defer it to another meeting so that it appears on an agenda, but that is solely the choice of the board.
So are we making a motion to put it on the agenda tonight if we want to place on the agenda? We're taking a motion to defer.
You have two choices. Yeah. So your choice tonight is, it's It's now off the table. You can consider it as it was presented on the prior agenda. If you choose to do that, there would be a motion and a second to approve it or not approve it.
Right.
Or we just or you would just make a motion to defer it, and then it would appear on the board's February 25th agenda.
Okay. All right, so is there a motion from the board?
And I'm sorry, we're making the motion to...
It would be a motion to appoint special legal counsel for the purpose of evaluating questions relative to the Derry Township Community Center project at an hourly rate not to exceed $430 per hour.
True.
So we have to make a motion. We could make a motion to actually pass that. Or you could, or someone could make a motion to defer it to another public meeting that night.
I'll make a motion to move forward to appoint the construction council, as stated by Mr. Grossman.
Motion was made by Ms. Court. Is there a second?
I will second.
A motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion among the board members?
I appreciate that people would have maybe wanted to have more notice, but I don't want to lose another week.
And you know, you have to open the floor to the public before you take a vote.
Okay, understood. I don't want to lose another week on this project, and moving forward tonight with hiring construction counsel, if that gets this to move forward faster, then I don't want to lose a week by waiting, and that's why I'd like to.
And I would ask that you just amend your motion to note that it's Diane Tokarski of McNeese Wallace and Newark at a rate of $430 per hour.
I'll amend the motion that we approve working with Diane Tokarski from McNeese Wallace and Newark as construction counsel for the community center for a rate of $430 per hour.
Ms. Nutt, will you amend your second?
I will second. Yes.
That's the easy part of that one.
It was amended, it was seconded, so that is the motion.
And now it goes out to the public.
And we'll open it up to the public if anybody would like to comment on the appointment of counsel.
There we go. Two things. One, I've been in this area for about 40 years, and every firm I know that does work for a municipality gives you a break on the rate because it's a municipality. That's comment number one. Number two, for those of you who have not been paying attention to these things, currently McNeese Wallace and Newark is the named defendant in a class action by the borough of Middletown against its own former solicitor for alleging malpractice in negotiating a construction agreement for the borough that had to do with the water sales agreement. Essentially what happened in that case one line or less is there was a minimum amount to be that the borough had to hit or there was a surcharge, and because council did not understand the calculations, they put an exorbitantly high number that the borough had to use of water, which the borough could never meet, so that the resulting fact is that the borough is now facing a 50-year double surcharge of water for its residents because the agreement said that the borough must use X amount of water in the agreement that they never could possibly physically do because their council didn't understand what they were doing and working with. So that is a class action lawsuit currently in Dauphin County. And I'm watching it on behalf of certain people of my clients in Middletown. And I think you should be aware that that is going on. In the very definition of what my great-grandmother, Jewish grandmother, would call chutzpah, when the thing in Middletown hit the fan in 2018, the McNeese Wallace and Newark, who was then still the solicitor for the borough of Middletown, said, gee, we have messed up here. We're willing to negotiate with the water company and see if we can correct the mistake, providing you as the borough waive any class action or any actions you have against us. They're asking their own client to waive their malpractice so they can continue to represent them. I have never heard of anything like that as a practicing attorney in my 40 years.
Thank you, Mr. Chris.
Kevin Ferguson, Quail Hollow Road. So, as previously stated before, I don't think McNeese Wallace should be representing the township. I think they're compromised for two reasons. One, given a very large donation that they made to recent campaigns of Ms. not in Mr. Wyckoff. But in addition, Ms. Court, you mentioned that the reason for council is to protect the township. The McNeese Walls did not protect Middletown. They're being sued, as was just stated. So they don't have a really good track record in doing that. So again, this is why I would appreciate this being on the agenda, so more of the public could probably offer their opinion on this as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson.
Good evening, Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. I know a little bit about the whole Middletown thing as well. I'm not going to profess that I'm an expert, but I believe that McNeese and Wallace presented themselves as an expert in municipal contracts and negotiated with Suez, but pretty much went and got the cliff note somewhere on how to put something together for that type of a contract, and it really got them into deep sneakers. Second thing is if you insist on going forward with McNeese Wallace, there's been many other contracts that you've, many other agreements that you've done when you've hired outside counsel, you've limited the hours and the dollar amount. I suggest that you do the same here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rivers.
Dane Iron, 2321 Raleigh Road. I'm all for you guys getting an attorney, but like so many things that's been done on this rec center, it's way too late. I would have guessed that the best time to have an attorney was before the contracts were ever signed. You know, maybe they could have negotiated or said, hey, that breakage rate's too high. Now it's too late. I mean, yeah, they may be able to benefit going forward a little bit, but I think you're behind the eight ball already.
Thank you, Mr. Iron.
Stephanie Deonatis, 16 Oakwood Drive. I think in the best interest of the community, I don't really feel one way or the other. However, I think just to be on the up and up and to let the community say what they need to say and be involved in this process, a week isn't going to be kill anybody to wait a week. So I think you should wait to do it next week.
Thank you, Ms. Deonatis. All right, then. Seeing no other citizens at the podium, we'll bring this motion to a head. So we have a motion, we have a second. At this point, is there any further discussion with board members? I would only note, I'm not really interested in debating this issue, but I appreciate I would just caution people to be very careful about alleging that because a particular lawyer may have done a poor job on a particular matter, that we're careful that we don't portray an entire law firm or any business doing to the township, doing work with the township, as suddenly being unqualified to represent the township in any matter. I'm a little bit familiar with the matter in Middletown, enough to know that the lawyer whose name has been mentioned for hire here as our construction counsel was not involved in that matter. And as a matter of fact, I think I can speak for at least a couple members on the board. We received significant recommendations from other lawyers in the county recommending Mrs. Tokarski in this role. So she comes highly recommended. She has an excellent reputation, and I hear what people, to the extent that comments were made about Middletown, that's fine, but that doesn't involve her or her practice. So I just wanted to make sure we're very clear. That being said, we're ready for a vote. So all those in favor of approving the hiring of Ms. Tokarski?
Do we want to put a cap on it?
I forget that Mr. Iyer had said that, or Mr. Rivers, I apologize, there were so many people up there at all of us, but that if we are engaging her for an initial review and then perhaps would want to re-engage her for more long-term work with the contract, I don't want it to be an open checkbook, nor I'm sure for any of you, so if we're going to move forward with working with her, do we need to amend the motion again?
You can amend the motion to cap it by hours or by dollar amount. Mm-hmm. That's certainly the board's prerogative.
Can I ask, you're a lawyer too. What would be a reasonable amount of time to give Diane to review this? Sure. In your opinion?
I would think 10 to 20 hours we could cap it at. I think she'd be able to take the information that we provide her and give us an initial, and give us sort of a legal opinion that we're interested in discussing with her. And we can always come back and change that if it's not enough, but I think we could cap it perhaps at, if you want to go 20 hours, cap it at 20 hours and limit our exposure to that. I think it seems to me that would be enough, but it's a guesstimate. I mean, I don't think any lawyer would need a week on something like this, but I agree with Ms. Court at some point. We could transition into an amendment and add hours as she becomes sort of our construction counsel. So, do we want to amend the motion to cap it at 20 hours? I think that's fair.
I was thinking more 15 a week.
And that could be, I think that's appropriate.
And if there's an issue, she can call Mr. Crispin here and request. And I think maybe we can, that's fine, let's do it at 15. Unless somebody else has.
That's fair.
No.
I'm a little concerned that we're putting the manager in the responsibility that if she's not satisfied with the numbers and somebody's saying that he can maybe change her.
And I think initially that I think 15 hours is fair. I said that's why I thought 20 would guarantee that we would be below that, but without a problem.
If you think 20 is good,
you could just cap it not to exceed 20 hours.
Okay, an NTE. That's fine. Okay, let's go with 20.
It would be an amended motion to appoint special legal counsel for the purpose of evaluating the Dairy Township Community Center project and appointing specifically Diane Tokarski at a rate of $430 per hour, capped
not to exceed
20 hours. Excuse me. For the firm of Keith Wallace and York.
So is it satisfactory just to say I would make the motion to approve as stated by Mr. Crispin?
As amended.
Our motion made as amended. Is there a second?
The original second.
I will second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none.
I will abstain.
Hearing none, the ayes have it. 4-0, one abstention, and the motion carries.
Thank you. There was a little bit of confusion to get through that, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was that old business?
Yes.
So that, I'm just following the agenda. The next item then is there a public comment at this point on the agenda? Seeing as no one has stepped to the podium, that moves us to the next item, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Zaluda. Seconded by Mr. Zaluda. Any